Blog Talk Radio.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com. Or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shamaya Bennett, a third-year junior student at Florida A&M University.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nyjah Lyons, and I'm an upcoming freshman about to go to Florida A&M University.
Okay, we're going to talk about Chapter 2 today for the Think and Grow Rich book. So what I got from that chapter is basically no one may achieve success without first knowing precisely what the person wants. Also, faith is a state of mind, which you can get via affirmations or instructions to the subconscious mind or auto-suggestions to yourself. The aha moment for me was that Hill wants you to have faith in the fact that you can accomplish anything. And if you don't have faith or you don't believe in anything or that you will never achieve, then you will never achieve anything. You will never achieve your dreams or your goals. Nyjah?
Hello. For Chapter 2, Desire, my aha moment was that planning ways to acquire riches and backing these plans up with persistence will bring those riches towards you, and that wishing on things will not bring riches, but it will have the desiring riches with a state of mind that becomes an obsession. And for Chapter 3, faith, what I got from my aha moment is that faith is a state of mind which can be created by affirmation. And what I also got from that is that your belief or faith is the key element that determines the action of your mind, and having faith is the starting point for all riches. And then for Chapter 4, auto-suggestions.
Wait, no. We're supposed to go chapter by chapter. So then I'll do Chapter 3, and then, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay. It's okay.
So for Chapter 3, I got out of it that summary or whatever is auto-suggestion is a great way of speeding up the achievement and realization of our dreams. We also should not be discouraged if we can't control and direct our emotions the first time. Also, the ability to use auto-suggestion will depend on your capacity to concentrate upon a burning desire and until the desire becomes a burning obsession. So now we can go to Chapter 4.
Okay, so I do Chapter 4?
Yeah.
Okay, so my aha moment from chapter 4 was that, well, my summary, quick summary, is that having the burning desire is a very key essential in winning to success. And what I also, my aha moment, is that what I got from this is that your words, your thoughts and spoken words must be mixed with belief. So okay. Do I do chapter 5 or?
No, I'll do chapter 4. We both say something from each chapter. Okay. So for chapter 4, I got that anybody can wish for riches, and most people do, but only if you knew that a definite plan plus a burning desire for wealth are the only dependable means for accumulating wealth. Also, when the book said that there is one weakness in people for which there is no remedy, it is the universal weakness of a lack of ambition. And I was like, aha. Okay.
So for chapter 5, I got that there are two kinds of knowledge. One is generalized and the other is specialized. Generalized knowledge is rarely used in gathering money, while specialized is mostly used as a guide to getting money. And my aha moment is that knowledge won't attract money unless it's organized and directed through plans of action.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and for me, I got that ideas are intangible forces, but they have more power than the physical brain that gives birth to them. So they have the power to live on after the brain creates them, and anything can be created. You just have to imagine it first. So if you think it, believe it, or whatever, boom, it can happen.
Yes, I agree.
In chapter 6. Yes.
Okay, so chapter 6, I got that there are two forms of imagination also. It could be synthetic and creative, or creative. And what I got from this is that synthetic is mostly used by the inventor, and creative imagination works automatically. And I also got that the ideas are the beginning points of all fortunes, and that they are products of the imagination.
Okay. And for me, I got, in order to accomplish anything of value, you must have a plan. And so the 11 major factors of leadership would be unwavering courage, self-control, a keen sense of justice, definiteness of decision, definiteness of plans, the habit of doing more than paid for, pleasing personality, sympathy and understanding, mastery of detail, willingness to take full responsibility, and cooperation. And I do think that these steps are very important when you're trying to become a leader. And, yeah, not everyone has those skills, and I've definitely learned that throughout life.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. And that would be all. Oh, wait, we did 6. 7? Okay, 7 will be our last chapter, and then we're going to wrap it up. So,
I thought it was up to 6.
Okay. I'll just say my little tidbit for chapter 7.
Okay. I'll say mine too.
Okay.
So, you can go.
Okay. Alrighty. So, for chapter 7, that chapter was decision. Basically, I learned that procrastination, the opposite of decision, is a common enemy which practically every individual must conquer. And that was an aha moment for me because I procrastinate, like, in school.
Yes.
I procrastinate, like, it's like time to write a paper. I always get my work done, of course, but I procrastinate, and I'm learning that, well, I've always known, but I'm learning for real that you cannot wait to the last minute for every single thing. So procrastination really is the enemy. It's really the devil. And
yes.
So going into my third year in college, it's no more procrastinating. Like, it's time to, you know, take it up a notch, even though I've already been doing that. But still. Yeah.
Yes, I also agree with the procrastination because I, all through high school, I procrastinated. And I hope that when I get into college, I will stop. I really hope, because procrastination is my downfall. And also, mm-hmm. what I got from chapter 7 was that everything a man creates or acquires begins in the form of desire. So then mm-hmm. it gives like steps of how to be practical, build plans, and stuff like that. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this has been a great talk. A great blog talk show. It's always nice talking with you, Baby Rattler. And I will catch you guys next time.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.